And with me now in the KRVS studios are Ginger Lee and Mia Moore with Boom Boom Burlesque. You may remember they were here not too long ago talking about their show at the Feed and Seed. There is another one this Saturday at the Feed and Seed. And if you didn't make it to the last one, you can catch this one. I'm sure word of mouth has spread. As you mentioned, Ginger Lee, there were over 200 people at that show.
That's right. We had about 200 at our first show. We're hoping to have the same this time.
That, did they all fit in the space?
It was tight.
It was very crowded.
They were almost on stage with us.
Oh. Which was fun.
Which was great.
Yes, I'm sure. They were just drawn to it. Now, describe the stage at the Feed and Seed. Is it a raised stage? How is it set up over there?
Yes, it's a raised stage. It's not very high. It's not very large, although this time the stage did get a little bit bigger than last time, which is
But so
great.
Did we.
That's
we
true.
Have a couple extra.
That's true.
Some new faces to show this time.
Well, for those people who did not get to hear the interview the last time and didn't go to the show, let's go back and talk just a bit about Boom Boom Burlesque and the group that you all have. Describe the group and what your mission is here in Lafayette.
Okay, well, Boom Boom Burlesque is Lafayette's first burlesque troupe. And we really like to bring in all sorts of different kinds of acts. We have dancers, obviously. We also have vocalists and specialty performers. We have pole performers, poets. In this show, we've got some guest artists that are going to be performing some fire dancing.
With real fire?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we're lucky to get the fire mistress, Antona, of Acadiana Fire Conclave, which we're very excited about.
And these are local
yes,
performers.
Yes,
I'm sure there's some people who it's just fascinating to see what kind of talent we have in this community and the varied talent that we have, very unusual skills.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Your group obviously gives people a forum for
that's a way
to perform.
That's really what we like to focus on is really offering that multifaceted method of performing, kind of a vaudevillian style show. So
lots of variety.
Yes. And anything that can embrace, and I'm sure when you mentioned that, there were a couple of people who went, did she really just say poets and pole dancers?
I did.
So all the way from poets to pole dancers, how does that all fit in? How do you...
Well, I think the tying thread is the enticing nature of the art we choose.
Mm.
We also have themes for certain shows. For instance, this one, Things That Go Boom in the Night, is our Halloween-themed show.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a cohesive, all-together show to enjoy, but we like to have varied options for your entertainment pleasure.
So when you come up with a theme, do people create poems, acts specifically for that theme?
Yes, we really like to tailor it and bring out, again, like the variations of that theme. And so we start off usually with a pitch meeting. So everyone, we welcome everyone to bring their ideas to the table and really show us what they have, you know, what they've been dying to perform. And from that, we will kind of put the show together bit by bit and release it.
So is there a core group of Boom Boom Burlesque and then you invite other artists in? Is there a core group that generally performs and organizes?
Well, we have a board within the troupe made up of an executive director, a creative board, and then various other positions that are necessary to get any kind of structure running.
Mm-hmm.
But we also welcome the ideas of all members, from the people that we consider our troupe, who are our performing members, that have performed at least once with us and intend to perform continuously. And then we have what we consider our tribe, which are people that are important to the troupe, that provide services for us, that are our big supporters, that maybe perform with us occasionally, but are not the ones that we call for every pitch meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have this really large family within the community that encompasses a great number of talents.
Well, describe, and I know you don't want to give away all the acts that are going to happen this Saturday. You want to have a little bit of mystery, but describe what happened during the last show for people who couldn't attend. Maybe give them a sense of the color and the activity and just the energy.
Well, it's a really fun show. It's a really kind of cheeky and exciting sort of show. The first one started and ended with a big group dance number. We had some singers in between. We had some poetry.
There was a balloon popping piece.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We also had a b-boy who did a body painting piece where he slid around on the floor spreading his paint.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that our first show was really just a kind of getting to know us all over the place kind of performance, and I think it was really fun because of that.
Mm-hmm. And quite successful, sounds like.
Yes.
Everyone involved, pretty much everyone involved has a musical theater background, ballet, belly dance. We come from a lot of different areas, and everyone is very excited to perform. Everyone is very eager and happy to be on stage, and you can really see that.
Well, because you're describing acts that don't really fall within the more classic theatrical performances around here, whether it's even musical theater, mm-hmm. Doesn't really allow room for the kinds of acts
right.
you're talking
about. I like to call us theatrical burlesque.
Mm-hmm.
That way it can kind of blend all these different styles together. We don't want to marry ourselves to one specific, neo-burlesque style. We really want to, encompass every type of performing there is. And that's really kind of what old school vaudeville was about. And
well, absolutely. I mean, this was much more common at some point where you would go to the theater expecting lots of acts to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now you go to see a cohesive play, again, whether it's a complete musical or a three-act, five-act play. You don't have this opportunity except for talent shows that tend to be
right.
in high schools or it doesn't seem to be really a grown-up talent experience that you all seem to be offering.
And ours is definitely a grown-up experience.
Well, yeah. maybe, again, for our listeners, and some of them may have heard you talk about this before, there is a history of this modern burlesque you're talking about. This obviously, there were the vaudeville performances, mm-hmm. but where did what you're talking about, this more current adult burlesque entertainment, come out of? This is fairly recent, at least in, I guess, our experience here.
It was really just an idea. This troupe in particular was really just an idea that I had about getting the people that I enjoyed performing with together and having a really open forum for what we could put on stage, because I knew people of such a wide range of talents. And I thought it would be really fun to have these sort of exciting characters, these stage personas that we could continue throughout a long period of time, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. rather than just creating a show for one run and letting go of the character. I think at the end of every play that I've done, I've heard from the whole group, I'm just really sad to see this group dissipate. You know, I'd like to continue working with this group. And I thought that was a really, really important part of this, was that it could be a continuing family that could grow together.
But it is also a part of a kind of a national awareness of this kind of performance. And I think maybe you mentioned the last time you were here, you kind of went back to Gypsy Rose.
Yes, my first love of burlesque came from the movie Gypsy,
mm-hmm.
Based on the actual performer, Gypsy Rose Lee. And she kind of revolutionized parts of this burlesque thing that we're doing today. The peel, the fan dance, these really classic images of burlesque came from that era, mm-hmm. and particularly that artist.
Right.
And New Orleans has had certainly has definitely flourished in the last few years with burlesque. They have, a burlesque festival that just passed. And
did
Lafayette,
you all attend? Did you go?
I didn't get to. Actually, we were in rehearsals for that. So we chose to work on our show, happily. So it's definitely flourished, and Lafayette's gotten a taste of that. But we really kind of wanted to take that burlesque and turn it on its ear a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think Boom Boom Burlesque is such a unique experience, in that it's not just the peel.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
That's only it's
more
a very
artistic,
right.
Yes.
And there is that included, but it's only a small piece of it. There's a whole variety, like we said, of mm-hmm. things to see. You know,
mm-hmm.
so there's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah,
we think provocation can happen in lots of different ways, not just taking off your clothes. Mm-hmm. Although that one does work.
You have some wonderful phrases to talk about it. I'm sure it's giving people some interesting images to think about. That Because as you're mentioning the movie Gypsy, as you're mentioning some of these other artists and styles, images are probably coming to people's heads. We've all experienced it somehow, whether it's just flashes of old vaudeville or Gypsy, but maybe hadn't thought about it as a viable art form until people like yourselves gather together and show that it is and that it can be sustainable. So this program, this coming Saturday, it's the 19th at the Feed and Seed, you have 13 pieces that you mentioned, and they are all with the theme of things that go boom in the night.
That's right.
How different will it be than the last performance?
One distinct difference is we got a request for more skin, so it's a little bit more showy than the previous time, although I think still pretty acceptable by anyone who wants to be there. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's Halloween themed, so the costumes are a little bit creepier, and the dances aren't designed to be quite as pretty, as opposed to having a little bit more of that creepy, fun horror edge to them.
Creepy provocation.
Exactly.
Well, I think you've probably gotten a lot of people's interest up on that. So it's are you going to have this Saturday, the 19th, at the Feed and Seed with a rockabilly band will be joining you?
Yes, we're mm-hmm. very excited to have the Von Dukes playing. They'll be closing out the show after. So definitely bring your dancing shoes, too. Okay. I know I will.
All right. And then you actually have a performance on Halloween night at Cité des Arts.
That's right.
So people who perhaps can't make the one this Saturday, will it be the same performance on Halloween night?
It'll be very similar. Mm-hmm. The venue's a little bit different. The energy's a little bit different. So we're going to adapt the show a little bit to fit the environment. I think the show at the Feed and Seed, the energy's a lot more raw. Where in a theater environment like Cité des Arts, it's a little bit more refined, a little mm-hmm. classier.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're sitting in seats,
right?
Not standing around.
Mm-hmm. And it's 30 minutes earlier. It's at 9:30, while the show at the Feed and Seed starts at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Doors at 9, though.
Doors at 9 for both.
Do you find that people go to your shows in costume? Do some people show up wearing costumes?
Some do, definitely.
They do. And I think this time more than last.
Yes.
So you don't mind that if people do?
Oh, definitely
we
not.
Encourage.
Absolutely encourage. Whatever is fun for you is fun for us.
All right. And if you are just tuning in, my guests are Mia Moore and Ginger Lee, all of these great character names. Everyone in Boom Boom Burlesque has a name, a stage name. They're talking about things that go boom in the night. This is Boom Boom Burlesque's Halloween offerings. There are two opportunities to see it, this Saturday the 19th and on Thursday, October 31st. So can you describe your characters? Ginger Lee?
I'm Ginger Lee. Mm-hmm. I like to think of myself as the sweetest girl ever to make sailors blush. I am a wordsmith within the troupe. I do some of the poetry. I'm also a dancer. I really love this troupe. It feels like home. It feels like my family. And
that was getting pretty steamy right there, Ginger Lee. That's why we went out for so long.
Sorry about that.
Tone it down.
Burned our circuits here in Caravias. So that's a really interesting, you completely go into these characters. You have a manner of speaking, obviously dressing for the show, and it's a persona that you use when you create your poetry and...
Sure, Ginger has her own voice.
All right, and with Ginger is Mia Moore.
Yes, I'm Mia Moore, and I'm primarily a singer and also love some dancing. And costume-wise, I like bigger the better.
And do you make your own costumes?
I do, mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the costumers of our troupe, so...
So those who don't have a talent for sewing, you help them out.
I'll help them out, help them put things mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. I also love making hats and jewelry and really kind of refining costumes to really, mm-hmm. give them life.
Mm-hmm. And how you said you were a singer. How would you describe the kinds of songs you sing?
My primary style is kind of bluesy and old jazz. Would be kind of my style, but there's definitely a range.
Well, what other kinds of songs would people sing? What, something that we might think of as more sultry cabaret? How would you describe some of the other styles of singing?
Well, in the first show, we had some sort of pop, fun, very accessible sort of songs. But we also have some more traditional cabaret kind of bluesy old edge kind of feel. And Mia's definitely along those lines.
And this show, again, since we have the Halloween theme, it brings forth a different style.
Right. It lends itself to specific music.
Special material. Well, I'm sure people will look forward to that. And you did mention, we said earlier, something about fire performers. What does that entail?
Yes, that means, I don't want to give too much away,
yes, okay,
but there will be dancing and
with live fire.
Live fire and fire eating. And yes, we want to add a little bit of danger to our show.
All right, for Halloween, things that go boom and flame in the night as well. Boom Boom Burlesque, I'm sure you have really enticed people here to find out more about you. Do you have a website? Or a Facebook page?
You can find us at facebook.com/LafayetteBurlesque or email us at boomboomburlesque@yahoo.com.
Okay, to find out more about your organization and people who might be interested in showing off their talents as well and becoming involved.
Absolutely. Right. We have rolling auditions every few months when we have roles to fill within our troupe, within our performances. So if you are interested in performing with us, like our Facebook page, and we'll let you know when it's time to audition.
Okay. And do people need to buy tickets ahead of time for these performances?
Tickets are available at the door.
Okay, at the door. And so you should probably get there early.
Yes.
if the last performance was any indication of your audience, how many people will show up. What time this Saturday at Feed and Seed?
Doors open at 9 o'clock.
And the show starts at
10 o'clock.
Okay, and on Halloween night, the 31st at Cité, what time?
The show begins at 9:30.
Okay, so write those down, get there early, and can get your tickets.
We also have a performance scheduled during Steampunk on November 9th, also at Cité des Arts.
All right. Is that going to be a different sort of performance?
It is. I mean, it's going to be steampunk themed. So.
Okay, new costumes, Mia Moore.
I know. I'm getting busy in the workshop.
Yeah. Well, thank you all both for coming by to let us know more about this very unique offering that's available to us here in Lafayette. Boom Boom Burlesque, a group committed to all these varying talents and costumes and just interesting style of performance that used to be much more common, and now it is having a great revival all over the place. And perhaps some y'all will come back and let us know more about that burlesque festival next year as well, in case people want to go to that.
Yes,
Mia Moore and Ginger Lee, members of Boom Boom Burlesque and Things That Go Boom in the Night, this Saturday and Thursday, Halloween night. Thank you both.
Thank you
so
much.
You.